Oh, hello there. Please sign in. Are you here for a checkup? You have a cold, fever, maybe some gonorrhea? That was a joke. Oh, so you're the medical research subject. Wonderful. I'm Dr. Marshall, but you can call me Christine. I was so glad that someone finally answered my ad. You saved me from sitting around all week staring at paperwork. Guess I should have made the two free movie tickets more obvious in the listing. Well, go ahead and take a seat right on the table. All right, let me look at your preliminary paperwork. Film buff, huh? What's your favorite movie? Good choice. I'd like to say the same, but every time I watch a classic film, the DVD player somehow switches to a romantic comedy. Huh. Maybe you can come over sometime and help me figure out why. Oh. The research. Well, it's only natural to be curious. You will be taking part in a multi-day trial studying the effects of a new drug being developed solely by me. It will involve ingestion of a new variant of the drug every 24 hours, followed by several hours of observation. Unfortunately, I can't give you much more information at the moment. Doing so might influence your actions during my observations, placebo effect, and everything. To put it broadly, the drug has some impact on intimacy, among other things. Feel free to use your imagination. I didn't scare you off, did I? Great. I need to begin by taking some measurements. This can double as your yearly physical, too. Aren't I generous? All right, stand up for me and step onto the scale. Let's see now. Height, weight, proportionate. Not a bad catch today. Oh, nothing. Just making a note about how healthy you look. You can step off. I'm going to measure your other parts now. So take off your shirt. Here, I'll help you unbutton. Oh. Oh my, you look... That's not bad at all. I think I need a drink. I must say, you are a fine-looking specimen. Do you get a lot of dates? Because... Really? No girlfriend in 2 years? Liar. Girls must pine for you all the time. Oh, all the girls are too subservient or boring. Well, I have a feeling you'll get lucky and meet the right kind of girl. Soon enough. Very soon? All right. Next, I need to listen to your lungs. So, I am just going to place this stethoscope on your back right here, and you are going to breathe in with me, okay? All right. Now, breathe in and out. Very good. In and out. Good. You have some good, healthy lungs. Perfect to help you recover when you do some strenuous physical activity. Okay. And finally, your blood pressure. I'm going to wrap this around your arm, and I need you to keep still for me. It's going to get a little tight in a second. 115 over 70. Seems you lead a pretty low-stress life. No girlfriend to make you want to tear your hair out, I suppose. Now, here comes the fun part. For me. I need you to get completely undressed. Shoes, socks, pants, and even boxers. Or are they briefs? Boxer briefs? Go on, don't be shy. Trust me, I'm a doctor. Ah, boxers. Giving the boys some room to breathe, huh? Now, this may be a bit awkward, but because this drug will be dealing with your hormones, I need to feel up your friends from down under. You know, the dynamic duo, the Newton's cradle, family jewels. Do men even name their private parts like how women name their breasts? Oh, I can see in your eyes I'm making this awkward. You'll have to forgive me, just some lame attempts at humor. I do this to all the patients. Well, at least the ones that pass initial inspection. Now, just a little grope and then you can get dressed. You must be really happy to see me. Men are usually ticklish down there. Okay. And cough, please. Congratulations. The, area below the waves seems to be in tip-top shape, so you can go ahead and get dressed. All right. Now, your first dosage will be this afternoon. The medication will be administered orally in liquid form, about 3 fluid ounces for a patient of your size. And such a vibrant color, too. Look at that radiant blue. Isn't that the most gorgeous thing? Second, only to you, of course. Absolutely no artificial dyes or anything. All due to special ingredients sourced from witches and vampires, obviously. I'm kidding, of course. It's a proprietary blend. Okay, now I need you to drink the whole thing in one shot. Mm-hmm. There you go. Now you can sit back and relax. I'm going to be observing your reaction to the medication for the next 4 hours. So you tell me if you feel anything strange, all right? Oh, you're already feeling drowsy. You aren't having any problems hearing or seeing me, are you? Good. Exactly the reaction I was looking for. Now for the real purpose of the test. All right, patient. First, grab me the box sitting on the top shelf over there. Good patient. Next, pour me a new cup of coffee from that machine. 2 sugars and 1 cream. Now tie your shoelaces together. Good boy. The drug seems to have taken effect. Take off your shirt. I want to look at your body again. Oh my. Just as lovely as I remembered. And the final test for today, my... Slave, come close to me and kiss me deeply and passionately, like you would kiss a lover. Well, come on, you heard what I said. I said kiss me. Now? I said now. Thank you. Very good. That's enough for now. A little hesitation on the last trial, but I don't mind a slave with a little fire in them. Still, I'll have to alter the formula for increased obedience. My obedient little patient, I suppose I might as well tell you the truth about these drugs. The beauty of it is that you won't care what I say. Well, not after I command you to. It's just amusing to see the reaction on your face as you become aware. You see, there's a client who's funding my research into the creation of a complacency drug. One that can not only make a man completely submissive, but can actually make them begin to crave instruction. I find men usually enjoy when I tell them what to do. And my client is a women's fashion magazine. That's as much as I know. But you know the type. They always give that awful advice on how to get a man. Stupid tips like leading the guy on and playing hard to get. So many desperate women who take it as gospel. Anyway, about 6 months ago, the magazine wanted to sponsor a drug that could allow a woman to get the man of her dreams. Show it off at a public event, or maybe a daily talk show. Advertise the drug to Kingdom Come, and then sell a limited stock as a one-time offer. Isn't that cute? All these women who would pay a fortune to find love. No more dating websites, just find a target, and he would be eating out of the palm of her hand. In a matter of minutes. It would be the world's greatest publicity stunt. I got a call hiring me to make this drug in secret. It seems the CEO knew my mother back in the day and heard I was a talented chemist. I mean, really, potion making is just a fun little hobby, but regardless, she bought out this entire floor to serve as my lab. Pretty snazzy, wouldn't you say? An entire floor in the middle of downtown for me to work, live, and play. And still, it's cheaper than hiring a full team of scientists to do work in a cramped lab. Oh, dear, such a yawn. Is my story beginning to bore you? Or the drowsiness has a stronger impact than predicted? At any rate, I can finish instructing you the next time you come in. Rest your head on my lap. Now, when you wake up, this is what you're going to do. You are going to take me to a movie with those movie tickets you earned. Then you're going to take me to the sushi restaurant across the street. We will have a great time. The new rom-com is playing at the cinema, and they have fresh giant tuna eyes on sale. Tell you what, I'll even make a deal for you for next time. If you're good and come back to my office tomorrow, we can go and watch whatever you want at the theater on our next date. Aren't I a generous girlfriend? Nod your head for me, patient. Good. You know, now that I think about it, patient is far too impersonal a name for you. Not to mention that you're just too cute for that. No. I think I'll call you my guinea pig. Now that seems to suit you just fine. You may close your eyes now, dear. Rest well, my little guinea pig. We still have a lot of work to do.